Mr. Cass, our lodger, used a cutthroat razor to shave. Every evening he would spend ages sharpening it on a leather strop. Then, the next morning, spend even longer meticulously shaving. Not just his face, but his whole skull. Mum said to him, "Have you ever tried using an electric razor? It's much quicker."
"It may be quicker," he replied. "But personally, I've always found it a most unsatisfactory experience."
I remember one day from that fortnight in particular. We'd all gone down to the beach. It was the first sunny day we'd had since we got there. Mum and Dad were sitting on a blanket and bickering. The bickering was getting louder and louder. I started to cry. It just happened without me realising it was going to happen. Clyde put his arm around me and said,
"Let's build a sandcastle over there, bruv."
We walked to another part of the beach until we couldn't hear Mum and Dad. All we could hear was surf and seagulls. Clyde said,
"Let's build the best sandcastle ever."
And we did. It was very big. It had turrets and a moat. We put crabs in the moat. We decorated the walls with shells. When it was finished, Clyde said,
"We can live in the sandcastle, just you and me. Would you like that, bruv?"
I said, "Yes, yes." Clyde said,
"Where's your room?"
I pointed at a turret and said, "There. Where's yours, bruv?" Clyde pointed at another turret. And I could see our lives in that castle. See it all so clearly. The sandy floors and the sandy walls and the sandy ceilings. And it was just me and Clyde. And we were happy.